Other lies.
My church
whatsoever
does not,
you
no.
sow, you're going
well,
to reap
no, we
in eternity.
We keep the peace of the Lord.
There is going to be a weeping.
Okay, so are you like Hebrew roots?
I am an Israeli, but yeah, I'm sort of Hebrew.
Jesus
roots,
just
yeah.
cried hell.
Okay, being
more
Israeli,
than
you believe in the Messiah.
He oh yeah,
you.
Sure, Mashiach.
Okay, well, you know what? He would love to talk to you if you want to talk to him about that, because he would be able to explain some of
the
issues that are in the churches. We haven't seen any that are biblical yet.
Yeah.
Do they teach women to cover their head and dress biblically?
Repent, the kingdom of God has come.
No, not like that. I came out.
Well, that's part
of
the commandments. Yeah, but we're not Amish. Yeah. We're not Anabaptist. We're not any denomination.
No, my dad
but the Bible
one.
Does teach that for uh-huh. women, and that's one thing they don't teach. He says,
"Yeah."
Well, he can
yeah,
tell you what.
It's all works.
Well,
no, it's not works.
Faith
it's
and
obedience.
Works do go together.
They go together.
James
totally
2 says, "But the denominations are false because they keep a bunch of man-made traditions."
They do.
Jesus said, "You must worship in spirit and truth."
In spirit and truth.
Yeah.
Isaiah.
And so, do you belong to a church?
I belong to the Ecclesia. Yeah.
But you but go to a place on Sunday?
No, I go on Shabbat. Today.
Yeah, the Saturday Sabbath is not for us today. The Torah was for the people of Israel. You don't keep all the other 613.
And the temple is no longer there.
The temple's no longer there. You need all of that in order to keep the Torah law. So
yeah.
Test yourself. We have all kinds of articles for free. We're not like modern pastors and priests. We don't charge for the things of God.
I love what you guys are doing. It's awesome. I mean, you got more going on down at the other end down there.
there's people in our brother and sister in the middle, and we'll be moving over all over the place.
Thank God, man.
Test yourself, sir. Come out of the world. Seek him in spirit and truth. Come out of that false church system. I promise you it's false. Christmas, Easter, Good Friday.
Worldliness. I do keep a Moedim only not to be righteous, but in order to understand.
Yeah, okay. You can read about it, though. You don't have to do it.
Exactly.
The Gentiles in the New Testament never did all that stuff.
Correct.
So
yeah.
We should
yeah.
be living the gospel, preaching the gospel, totally. And warning our neighbor
Absolutely.
Instead of doing all that.
Yeah.
I have a bunch of stuff on the Sabbath. I have a bunch of stuff on Hebrew roots keeping. It's not of God. It's a
not.
False way.
Yeah, I follow. I eat the watermelon and spit out the seed. I love what they.
Can I tell you something? I love you. That's a false mindset. Because you know why? Jesus told the rich man, one thing you lack. Ananias and Sapphira were killed for one practicing one lie.
Mm-hmm.
So if you keep and dabble in any one false thing, you don't spit it out. The Bible says, excuse me, you don't practice it. You spit it out and you no longer do it. And you stay away from it. And
okay.
you walk in holiness and pure doctrine. 1 Timothy 4:16 says, continue in sound doctrine by which you are saved, and them that hear thee. You're saved by the truth. Christ is the truth, the Word is the truth, the Spirit is the truth. But if you keep a bunch of false ways, it's proof that you don't have the Holy Spirit in you. Examine your life to see if your life, in how you dress, you know the Bible tells us how to dress. You're not meeting that standard, by the way, I just have to tell you. Look up my articles on dress. The Bible tells us to come out of the world, go preach it, but don't live like the world. The Bible tells us not to do the things that God's done away with. In Leviticus 10.
Well, I appreciate the confirmation.
Leviticus 10, God killed two priests for strange fire, sir. We love you. Test yourself.